弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴我们在主日再一次在殿里面一起来敬拜神。
Very happy that we can worship the Lord on Sunday morning.
那么在中国的那个毛泽东的时代啊。
And so during the era of Mao Zedong.
我们知道那个时代有很多个人的崇拜啊。
So there's a lot of a personal worship.
可以说那个时候的个人崇拜达到一个登峰造极的地步。
So it has reached its peak.
不过即使在现在我们这个时代，我们依然可以看到这个个人的崇拜啊，在我们这个世界上还是这个影响还是依然存在的。
So even now we still see that this bad influence that is still affecting us.
其实个人崇拜不管在中国有。
And even though the personal worship in China.
实际上在美国也有、啊、
In United States as well.
很多年轻人都有我们崇拜的偶像。
There's a lot of young people have the idol to worship.
那么以前在这个 USC 有一个年轻的大学生哈。
And so there's a young university student.
那么他就非常崇拜那个好莱坞的明星。
She's really worshiped the Hollywood celebrity.
所以他有一个机会呢，终于得到了一个实习的机会。
So finally she got an internship.
这个实习的机会就给是某某一个著名的明星做助理。
And she became assistant of a famous star.
哎呀，她开心的不得了。
She was so excited.
哎呀，我就可以看到这个明星了。
So I can see those celebrities.
不过她做了没几天之后就有点垂头丧气了。
After a few days, she was a little bit frustrated.
啊，这明星外表看起来很光芒四射的。
And so there was a movie has this shiny things that looks so good.
你给她做事就说。哇 ，what a personality!
And then when you start working for them, you realize their true personality.
这个人的脾气实在受不了、啊。
Has a horrible tempers.
所以你看，这是有乐差的哈。
And so there's a big, a huge gap there.
实际上，这种个人崇拜啊，这种啊，是在我们的生活中是蛮常见的，还是
？So those are very common to have a personal worship.
可是有一点我们大概没有注意到。
But there's one thing we probably did not pay attention.
就是。这些东西对我们基督教的信仰有没有影响
？And those things have to affect our faith.
所以，知觉不知觉的，我们在这种文化当中的影响，其实会把一些东西取代了耶稣基督在我们身上的地位。
Whether you notice or not notice, very often probably already affect our faith and replace Jesus Christ in our heart.
基督徒的信仰之旅啊，从来都不是容易的。
So the Christian journey of faith is never easy.
那么啊， 这个马弟兄跟娇玲姐妹在我们当中，他才讲说，你们在中国的基督徒很羡慕我们在美国的基督徒、啊。
So there's a brothers, 马弟兄跟娇玲姐妹 ，they very often share that the people in China, Christian, very often envy the Christian life in United States.
因为他们受迫害嘛。
Because they've been persecuted.
所以他说我们的基督徒是坐着轿子上天堂的。
So we're taking the carriage to go to heaven.
其实对于生活在北美这种我们相对比较安逸的生活中的基督徒来说。
So yes, we have probably relative comfortable life in United States.
信仰的挑战一点都不少。
The challenge is never lacking.
只不过这些挑战的方式是非常的隐蔽。
But those challenges are very hidden.
我们很多的时候就没有那种警惕性、啊、
So we lose that the warning.
也正因为如此，它对我们信仰的杀伤力也是非常的大。
Because of that, so the lethality actually is even greater.
今天我们来看但以理书第三章、啊、
Today we're going to look at the Daniel chapter 3.
那么这个故事是脍炙人口的故事。
And this is a story a lot of people are very familiar with.
它记载了但以理的三个朋友。面对这个拜偶像的挑战的是他们的回应。
And so the actually recorded how those Daniel's three friends facing the persecution, how they responded.
那么今天我们来思考这个故事，也希望从这个故事当中我们可以学到一些个属灵的功课。
So when we look at the story to see what kind of lesson we can learn from it.
也可以帮助我们面对今天我们在属灵生活上所遇到的挑战
，can very often help us to face the challenge we have today。
所以你有圣经的话，请你打开圣经的旧约但以理书第三章。
If you have a Bible, please turn to Daniel chapter 3。
那么我们来看第一节到第十八节。
We're going to look the verse 1 to verse 18。
我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
Pastor Chen will read Chinese. I will read in English.
但以理书的第三章第一节到第十八节。
Verse 1 to 18。
尼布甲尼撒王造了一个金像，高六十寸，宽六寸，立在巴比伦省杜拉平原。
King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold 90 feet high and 9 feet wide and set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon.
尼布甲尼撒王差人将总督、钦差、巡抚、聂司、藩司、谋士、法官和各省的官员都招了来，为尼布甲尼撒王所立的像行开光之礼。
He then summoned the satraps, prefects, governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all the other provisional officials to come to the dedication of the image he had set up.
于是总督、钦差、巡抚、聂司、藩司、谋士、法官和各省的官员都聚集了来，要为尼布甲尼撒王所立的像行开光之礼，就站在尼布甲尼撒所立的像前。
So the satraps, prefects, governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all other provisional officials assembled for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, and they stood before it.
那时传令的大声呼叫说：“各方、各国、各族的人啊，有令传于你们。”你们一听见角笛、琵琶、琴瑟声和各样乐器的声音，就当服服敬拜尼布甲尼撒王所立的金像。
And the herald loudly proclaimed, "This is what you are commanded to do, all people, nations, and men of every language. As soon as you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp."Pipes and all kinds of music, you must fall down and worship the image of gold and King Nebuchadnezzar has set up.
凡不俯伏敬拜的，必立时扔在烈火的窑中。
Whatever does not fall down and worship will immediately be thrown into a blazing furnace.
因此，各方、各国、各族的人民一听见角笛、琵琶、琴瑟和各样乐器的声音，就都俯伏敬拜。尼布甲尼撒王所立的金像。
Therefore, as soon as they heard the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, and all kind of music, all the people, nation, and men of every language fell down and worshipped the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up.
那时有几个加勒底人进前来控告犹太人。
At that time, some astrologers came forward and denounced the Jews.
他们对尼布甲尼撒王说：“愿王万岁。”
They say to King Nebuchadnezzar, "O King, live forever."
王啊，你曾降旨说，凡听见角笛、琵琶、琴瑟声和各样乐器声音的，都当服服敬拜金像。
You have issued decree, O King, that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipes, and all kind of music must fall down and worship the image of gold.
凡不服服敬拜的，必扔在烈火的窑中。
And that whatever does not fall down and worship will be thrown into a blazing furnace.
现在有几个犹大人，就是王所派管理巴比伦省事务的沙德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥。王啊，这些人不理你，不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
There are some Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.Who pay no attention to you, O King? They neither serve your gods nor worship the image of gold you have set up.
当时尼布甲尼撒冲冲大怒，吩咐人把撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥带过来，他们就把那些人带到王面前。
Furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, so these men were brought before the king.
尼布甲尼撒问他们说：“撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥。”你们不侍奉我的神，也不敬拜我所立的金像，是故意的吗？
And Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold I have set up?"
你们再听见角笛、琵琶、琴瑟声和各样乐器的声音，若服服敬拜我所造的像，却还可以；若不敬拜，必立时扔在烈火的窑中。有何神能救你们脱离我手呢？
Now when you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipes, and all kind of music, if you're ready to fall down, worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not worship, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand?
撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥对王说，尼布甲尼撒呀，这件事我们不必回答你。
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter.
即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来，王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手。
If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king.
既或不然，王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
But even if it does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up.
这是一个很有意思的故事，是不是？
This is a very interesting story, isn't it?
那么这个故事大概分成三部分哈。
And this passage is divided into three parts.
从第一节到第七节是讲到巴比伦王下令要让全国的人都来敬拜他所立的金像。
So the verse 1 to 7, the king of Babylon ordered that the whole nation worship the golden image he set up.
那第八节到第十二节则是有几个加勒底人来控告犹太人。
And verse 8 to 12, the Chaldean accused those three friends of Daniel.
那么这几个犹大人就是但以理的朋友。
And they are Daniel's friends.
那么十三节到十八节呢，则是在巴比伦王宫里面，巴比伦王与这个但以理三个朋友面对面的对峙。
And from the verse 13 to 18, that is the interaction, the dialogue between the king and those three friends.
这节经文的中心经文是在第十五节。
So the central verse is in verse 15.
他说，有何神能救你们脱离我手呢？
What God can save you from my hands?
这个不是一般的问句，它是反问句。
And this is not just a regular, this is a more rhetorical question.
它不是没有答案，它是已经有了答案了。
And it's not without the answer, actually it has its answer.
因为没有可能，没有任何的人可以救你。
Because no one can save you from me.
因为王他有绝对的权利。
Because the king has an absolute authority.
那么他那个烧烈火的窑就在旁边。
The blazing furnace is right there.
这就告诉他，没有可能你会得救的。
It is impossible that you can be saved.
这个故事啊，大约发生在这个尼布甲尼撒王登基之后的十八年哈。
The story took place approximately in 587 BC.
这个跟第二章的故事已经过去有一段时间了。
And so that happened a little bit after the chapter 2.
因为那个时候是巴比伦王刚刚登基的时候。
And Nebuchadnezzar just became the king.
那么十八年他登基，这个时候是个什么样的状况呢？
So 18 years after that, what happened?
这个时间大约是主前587年。
So that was 587 BC.
那么耶路撒冷沦陷呢，是在主前586年。
So the Judah has fallen is the 586 BC.
所以这个时候呢，巴比伦王呢，他是这个战功赫赫，他已经征服了周围很多的地区。
So at that time he already overcame that has consolidated his kingdom.
他不但巩固了王位。
And besides he consolidated his kingdom.
而且呢，他是这个巴比伦王国是独霸一方哈。
And at that time he controlled everything around it.
因此他就设立了这个金像。
So therefore he has built this golden image.
他第一个目的是什么呢？
What's his first purpose?
这个目的就是要来彰显说啊，你看看我的战功，我的荣耀啊。
And first was to show off his kingdom and my glory.
那第二个目的是什么呢？
What's the second purpose?
他要这个王国太大了。
And his kingdom was huge.
你要知道在那个时代啊，这个通讯联络交通都是很大的问题。
And at that time, the communication and transportation was very difficult.
他怎么把这么广大的一个王国让它凝聚起来哈。
How can he consolidate that such a big kingdom?
所以照这个像也是一个凝聚他这个王国的一个目的哈。
So building this golden image is one of the way to consolidate his kingdom.
他是借着宗教的知名来达到他 政治上巩固他统治的这个目的。
He used the name of religion to consolidate his ruling.
好，我们再来看这个金像哈。
Let's look at this golden image.
这个金像说有90尺高哈。
And it's 90 feet tall.
这90尺大概有多高呢
？How tall is that?
大概有现在我们8层楼这么高。
It's about the height of an 8-story building.
但是这么高的话，你发现它挺窄的。
And but then it's very tall, but the width is not that wide.
因为他说它宽只有它的十分之一。
And actually, the width is over 1/10 of the height.
所以呢，这个金像呢，所以大概应该是拿木头或者是什么啊、这样，或者是砖来砌成的。
And so this golden image probably is made of the bricks or wood inside.
所以大家不要以为都是纯金的。
And don't think it's just a golden, is a pure gold.
它是外面包了一层金哈
is a gold plate outside.
所以这个巨大的这个像呢，它肯定有一个底座的。
And so this huge golden image probably has a very strong and big base.
也不然的话，这站不稳嘛哈。
And so otherwise it would not be stable.
这样可以保持稳定。那么附近呢，我们知道这个像附近有一个烧烈火的窑。
And not just nearby there is a furnace.
因为这么大的建筑嘛，它自然要有窑，要这个做这个工啊，烧砖呐、啊，这个熔炼这个金子啊，怎么做这些事情
？You need to have a furnace to make the gold and to also some of the wood the bricks.
不过这个窑呢，就成为故事后面的这个道具了。
And so become something that is of the story.
这个地点呢，他说是在杜拉平原哈。
And it happened in the plain of Dura.
那么大概就在巴比伦城外16英里的地方哈。
And it's about the 16 miles of a Babylon city.
那它这个平原的背后就是山脉哈。
And so in the back is high mountains.
我们可以想象一下，有这么高的一个像，而且是金光闪闪，对不对
？And so we can imagine that's such a gold.Image that is so tall, everybody can see it.
那么太阳一照的话，你离着很远怎么样，就会看到这个像。
And when the sun shines the image, everybody can see it.
所以非常壮观的。
It's very spectacular.
那么我们读这个故事，发现这个故事很有意思。
And when we read the story, it's actually very interesting.
你看到注意没有很多重复的短语，对不对
？And if you see, there's a lot of repeated short phrases.
所以那些官员的名字一大串重复，而讲了一次还不然，重复了3次。
This official title actually repeated 3 times.
那各类的乐器重复了4次。
And all kind of music instrument repeated 4 times.
各类的民族也讲了2次。
And different race that talk about 2 times.
最重要，这3个勇士的名字，这一章一共出现了13次。
The three warriors' name has been mentioned 13 times.
所以这个经文呢，不但是好像在叙述一个故事
，and this story is not only describe a story，
而且更像是一个诗歌。
It's more like a poem.
所以呢，我们这个不是简单的重复啊。
And this is not just a very simple repetitive telling the story.
你看，在第二章，他第二节哈，他讲到这个。首先讲到这些官员的名字，是不是
？And in the verse 2 talk about the name of those officials.
然后讲完这个官员的名字，第三章第三节，当他重复这些官员的名字的时候
，And after that, in verse 3 when after repeat those officials' titles,
这些官员怎么样？完全遵从他的命令。
All those officials obey what Nebuchadnezzar want to do.
那么当他提到了这些百姓的名字，在第四节的时候
，So in the verse 4 talk about those commoners.
那么后来在第七节又提到这些百姓的名字，这个单子哈。
And so verse 7 mention those commoners again.
那就是那些各国的百姓怎么样，也一起来服敬拜这个偶像啊，这个金像。
All commoners from different area all obey and to worship this image.
但是。当下面但以理的3个朋友出来，他的名字也是重复的哈。
And so when the Daniel's three friends came on stage, then their names has been repeated many times.
他们就和前面这2组人形成了一个鲜明的对照。
And they really show the sharp contrast with the previous 2 groups.
已经坚决，他们拒绝来敬拜偶像。
They refuse to worship this golden image.
因为犹大人他们是敬拜独一真神的嘛
，Because Jews only worship one God，
他们绝对不可以敬拜其他人的神
，They cannot worship other gods。
这跟巴比伦人不一样，巴比伦是多神敬拜
，And Babylonian they worship many gods。
好，在我们现今这个时代呢，不会再有当权者立一个什么金像让我们去敬拜他了。
And those that nowadays the powerful ruler will not make you to will make a golden image for you to worship.
如果现在有谁把这个川普，以前总统川普立个像，或者现在的总统拜登立个像的话，啊。
And if a former President Trump or the President Biden to build some kind of image.
大概也没有几个人去拜他哈。
I doubt there will be a lot of people to worship them.
但是要注意，我们现在这个时代在制造偶像方面，可是比古代是一点都不差的。
But now this era is no less than the making of idols.
可以说是林林总总，万万千千啊。
And so there are so many thousands, thousands of people when try to worship different type of idols.
所以我们这个时代有球星，对不对
？And then we talk about the sports stars.
有歌星。
And there's singers.
还有影星。
And movie stars.
只要有星嘛，就有追星。
And there's stars, and then people will follow and pursue those stars.
不但追星嘛，我们还有追星族。
And beside that, then there is a group of netizens who will follow them as well.
这个追星族可是遍布世界各地哈。
And this is spread all over the world.
甚至这些政治宗教的领袖也拼命地说，哎呀，要有更多的人来跟随我哈。
And even political religious leaders want people to follow them.
然后我们这个社交网站呢，还专门有一个指标，说有多少人在跟踪你的哈。
And very often social media will tell you that how many followers are there.
哎，这表明说你有多受欢迎，对不对
？And that tells you how popular you are.
那么越多的人跟踪，哇，你就啊，这个越有声望。
And the more people follow you, that you're more famous.
其实就是这样子，这个时代当人离开了真神，离开了上帝的时候
，And when people abandon God,
那么我们必然就会以其他的东西。来替代上帝。
And naturally, we will using other gods or to worship something to replacing God.
其实这些偶像是没有办法满足我们的心的。
And those idols cannot really satisfy our hearts.
那么，这个追逐这些世界的这些偶像呢，最后只能收取败坏。
And following those world trend will surely lead to corruption.
那么，唯有赐生命的主，才能真正满足。我们心中的渴望。
Only the Lord who gives life and can truly satisfy people's desire.
以前有个在教会长大的年轻人，他上大学毕业之后，他就有个愿望。
And so this one young man was growing up in church had one wish.
终于可以离开家了。
And finally he can leave home.
他要去一个他最想去的地方。
He want to go a place he really want to go.
你们知道去哪里
？Do you know where?
New York City.
And go to New York City.
他找了一份工作在这个华尔街哈。
And he found a job in Wall Street Center.
啊，你提起来讲华尔街工作。
Wow, this working in the Wall Street Center.
你的薪水后面有多少个零你要数的。
And so the salary, there's so many zeros behind it.
这个世界没有东西是免费给你的啦。
But there's nothing is really free.
他给你这么多钱的工资你要什么你要把你所有的时间都给他的。
He pay you so much money, but you pay your life and spend a lot of time.
每天工作八个小时的嘛。
And you cannot just only work 8 hours.
所以当他父母去看他的时候，哎，可怜，心疼我的儿子啊。
And so when his parents went to visit him, they said, "Oh, poor son."
下了班之后，他就坐那看电视哈。
And so after work, he would just sit over there and watching TV.
面无表情。
And expressionless.
太累了，他不想再做任何的思考。
Did not want to think about anything.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们去追逐世界的东西的时候，你会发现。我们就是把它当作自己的偶像来。
Very often when we pursue things in the world, we are treated as idols.
我们来看看这三个勇士是当时怎么面对的。
So let's look at the three warriors. How do they face?
那么这几个加勒底人来控告他哈。
Chaldeans came to accuse those three warriors.
第八节讲到，这加勒底人实际上就是我们知道就是那观兆的。什么占卜的那些人
，and they were doing involved with astrology and magician.
所以他们跟但以理还有他的朋友都是属于一类的官员。
They are belong to the same type of official.
但是呢，他看到这几个犹大人呢，居然砰砰砰就升上去做了高官了哈。
And so they watch those three friends that have been promoted quickly.
我们知道这个。 他们是负责巴比伦省嘛。
And so they're in charge of the province of Babylon.
你知道这个首都是在巴比伦城。
And so the capital is in the Babylon city.
那么巴比伦省就是全国最重要的省了，对不对？
So the province is the most important place.
所以他们嫉妒啊。
So those are they very jealous.
这个犹大人不就被掳来的吗？本来是打败仗的这个国家来的人呢。
And the Jews are exiled. Their country has been defeated.
而且他居然去做高官做得这么高哈。
Now they are in a high positions.
那我们也知道前面第二章讲这三个人怎么样，也是智慧过人嘛。
And we know those three people are very very wise.
那自然就受到王的赏识，对不对？
And they won the king's recognition.
所以这就是他们为什么这个时候要一定要控告他们。
And that's why the Chaldeans want to accuse them.
那我们也知道王还给他们一个机会哈。
And so the king actually gave them those three warriors an opportunity.
控告完了，把他们几个人要带到我面前来。
Bring them over to me.
其实不需要带的嘛。
And so they don't need to bring them over.
命令都已经下了，他违反赶快把他扔到窑里就可以了嘛。
I already made the command. I can just send them to the furnace.
所以巴比伦王心里也心知肚明的，他们是有点嫉妒哈。
And Nebuchadnezzar probably was aware those people are jealousy.
不过也没办法，这命令已经出去了。
But he already sent those commands.
而且他们引经据典的说这是你的命令啊。
And they would say this is your order.
所以巴比伦王是想给他们一个申辩的机会。
So Nebuchadnezzar want to give them opportunity to argue.
所以呢？但是这几个勇士有点不太识时务哈。
And those are three people that kind of ignoring.
明明巴比伦王给他一个台阶，他们还不下。
And then the king gave them step to come down, but they don't care.
你知道加勒底人控告的三项罪名啊，每一项罪名都很重的。
And those Chaldeans accuse them with those three accounts. Every one of them is very severe.
第一个他们是什么？第一个是他不尊敬王。
And number one is they are disrespect of a king.
第二个是说他们怎么样？不侍奉巴比伦的神。
And secondly, they do not serve the god of Babylon.
那第三个就是说你们不敬拜王的什么？王所立的金像。
The third, they do not worship the golden image set up by the king.
所以每一个罪都是死罪。
Each of them is a heinous crime. I must die.
显然啊，他们就是要把这几个人害死哈。
Basically, they want to accuse them so they can die.
所以这里面反反复复的讲到过，凡不服敬拜的，必扔在烈火的窑中。
And so those things say, those who do not fall down and worship will be thrown into a blazing furnace.
重复了三次。
And you repeat it three times.
第六节、第十一节还有第十五节。
Verse 6, 11 and 15.
这就为三位勇士后面的出场啊做了铺垫啊。
And setting the stage for the dramatic appearance of the three warriors.
所以三个勇士面对着这样的情况，他们完全信心没有动摇。
But when those three warriors facing this difficult situation, their faith was never wavered.
他们确信上帝必然会拯救的。
They was sure that God will save them.
那么，特别是第十八节。
And especially in verse 18.
他讲到，既或不然。
And so then, if that does not happen.
神有全权，他要拯救。若就是神决定不伸手相救的话，
And God has the ability to save us, but if he does not,
不论什么样的情况，我们的立场都不会改变。
Whether it happen or not, we will never change our decision.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看，三个勇士面对威胁的时候，他们拒绝妥协。
So those three warriors are facing the threat, they refuse to compromise.
而且他们有美好的信心。
And they demonstrate beautiful faith.
不论上帝伸手相救与否，
Whether God saved them or not,
他们的立场都不会改变。
They never waver their stand.
显然不是每一次你遇到危机的时候，上帝都会以同样的方式伸手相救。
God might not save you the same way every time you're facing a crisis.
如果像但以理的朋友，这个三个故事每一次都是这样的话，那基督教的历史就不会有任何的殉道者了，对不对？
And so if that happened every single time, like those three Daniel's friends, that we would not have a martyr.
所以我们基督徒有的时候常常是 也是在这个上面很困扰。
And very often we kind of struggle between those two.
我们常常在上帝能不能与上帝肯不肯之间来回的摇摆。
Very often we get tossed between God can or cannot, or will or will not.
那么上帝能不能就指上帝的全能嘛
？And so it's just lying in the God's sovereignty.
那么上帝肯不肯就是上帝的慈爱。
And whether he can or cannot is his mercy.
那如果我们相信他能的话，他就一定应该做。
If we believe that he can, that he should do it.
如果他不做的话，有的时候我们就想。他是不是真的爱我
？If he doesn't do it, that we question whether he loves us not.
其实这两个东西不矛盾。
But it's not conflict here.
因为关键就是我们对神的信心摆在哪里。
It's whether where our faith is.
无论他怎么样做，上帝有主权去选择以什么样的方式介入我们的生活。
No matter what the action he takes, those are trusting the Lord will not be disappointed.
那么我们的信心和我们的决定。不会因这个而改变。
So our faith shall not waver.
那信靠神的人，最后、最终都不会失望。
So those people who trust in the Lord will never disappointed.
因此，我们对上帝的这个认知啊，就应该绝对了，决定了我们面对这个世界任何引诱所应有的态度。
So therefore, the knowledge of God is also the basis of refusal to compromising in the face of temptation.
也是我们要拒绝妥协的一个基础。
So that should be also the basis of our refusal.
因此我们有这样的能力要对世界上各种各样的偶像说不。
So we should have ability to say no to all kind of idols.
因为他们没有能力来控制我们。
Because they have no power control over us.
他没有能力来左右我们。
They cannot change our decisions.
他们更没有能力来决定我们的命运。
They cannot change our destiny.
那只有从上帝而来的能力可以随时做我们的帮助。
Only the power from God that can help us and change it.
美国有个很著名的歌星哈
，And there's a very famous singer.
大家可能都听说过，他的名字叫Whitney Houston.
Very a lot of people already heard of Whitney Houston.
那他是他的声音呢非常好哈。
She has really a beautiful voice.
你每个人要听过他唱歌的，你就觉得说，这绝对是一个非常有恩赐的人。
And if you heard her voice or sing, you know she's so gifted.
他在很小的时候，大家就发现他的声音非常好了。
And when she was little, people discovered her voice.
因为他在教会里面参加那个诗班哈。
And she was singing in the church choir.
所以他是从唱福音，在教会里唱歌，唱福音的歌曲，唱敬拜的歌曲开始。
And she started with the gospel songs and also the worship songs.
那很快在他很年轻的时候，那么所有的人都已经意识到他这个恩赐了。
And very quickly, people discover her gift.
他出名了。
And became famous.
于是呢，他就有很多的这种商业成功的机会。
And a lot of a very commercial success.
你知道，人在江湖，身不由己啊。
And very often, when you're in the situation, you cannot control the situation.
一旦你踏上这条路，你就没有办法，不得不随着他走下去。
And once you are on this road that you have to follow the trend.
所以你要有这个巡回演出啊。
And very often you have the concerts.
因为什么？因为周围你有一大批人靠你吃饭呢。你不唱，你不唱，我们吃什么呀？
And to have the concert because she have to feed the people who work for her.
所以不但在美国巡回，还要跑到欧洲去巡回。
Very often between the concert in the United States, she have to go to the world concert.
一个人的身体精力有限，他顶不住这个时候怎么办？他就靠什么？靠毒品。
And so very often that she cannot sustain herself, she start using drugs.
所以你就知道，就是为什么很多的影星和明星他是需要毒，因为他需要毒品来给他那个精神，给他那个力量，他才可以继续下去。
So very often the movie star and singer using drugs because they need it.To sustain their energy.
我想 Houston, Whitney Houston 是一个基督徒来的。
And Whitney Houston was a Christian.
他家里的人也是基督徒。
The whole family was a Christian.
那么但是在这个时候已经是没有办法。后来他跟一个人结婚哈，
And later, she married Bobby Brown.
对 ，Bobby Brown。那 Bobby 呢？的问题是什么？他是酗酒的。
And Bobby Brown was alcoholic.
所以他们俩结婚之后呢，本来一个是吸毒，一个酗酒。结婚之后，两个人是。对，两个都加在一起，又酗毒又吸酒，又酗酒又吸毒。
Bobby was an alcoholic, and Winnie was the drug addicted. And then after they married, they share everything together.
所以，他们婚姻后来也走不下去。不过最后，Whitney Houston, 死的时候是48岁。
And Winnie Houston died when she was 48 years old.
也是因为这个吸毒的时候，他在。这个浴池里面他就这样子淹死了。
So she overdosed of the drug, then she drowned in the bathtub.
非常可惜啊，非常一个有恩赐的人。
It's a what a shame because she was so gifted.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们基督徒在这个世上有从神、从上帝那里而来的能力。
And Christian has this power coming from the Lord.
可以成为我们随时的帮助。
Can be our help anytime.
只要我们愿意
，as long we are willing，
上帝必然拯救。
God will save。
关键就是我们有没有这样的勇气对这些引诱说不
？And whether the key point is whether we have courage to say no。
所以我们当向这些隐性来宣战。
And we should declare war to those addiction。
那么现代的人有哪些的偶像呢
？And so nowadays, the modern people, what kind of addiction do we have? Or what kind of idol do we have?
那么20世纪啊，有一个伟大的哲学家和神学家。
And 20th century is a very famous theologian and philosopher.
他的名字叫保罗·田立克。
And his name is Paul Tillich.
那么也有翻译成地利希的哈。
And yeah, so Tillich.
那他呢曾经对这个问题啊给出一个非常深刻的阐述。
He has a profound exposition on this matter.
他提出了一个概念。
And he suggests one idea.
他说这个概念就叫终极关怀。
And then he put it as an ultimate concern.
他说每个人都有自己的终极关怀。
Everyone has our own ultimate concern.
什么是你的终极关怀呢？
What is your ultimate concern?
你的终极关怀就是你心中的神。
And whatever your ultimate concern usually is the God in you.
这是你最关心的一个事情。
And those are the things you care about the most.
占据了你日常思虑的所有的心思意念。
Occupy your time and your thinking.
而且它是对你人生影响最大的一个东西。
And affect your life the most.
所以呢，这个终极关怀就基本上决定了你人生的价值、信仰和我们日常的行为、我们的感受啊，我们做的决定等等。
And so those ultimate concerns very often affect our life, values, beliefs, and how we act and how we feel.
那么，阻拦人们有一个正常健康的终极感受呢，就是这个隐性。
And the ultimate concern that prevent human being from having normal health is the addiction that lead to destruction.
那么这个隐性是对人性的一个摧残。
And that would destruct our life.
其实这个东西也不是新的东西，那人类自由以来这个东西就有了。
And addiction has been in the history for long time. It's nothing new.
最明显的就是这个醉酒嘛，对不对
？And the most famous one is alcoholic.
那我们就用酒精来控制麻痹自己
，and very often use alcohol to numb ourselves。
所以那个酒鬼的话是早上一睁眼，他第一件事什么？喝酒。
And so those alcoholic very often wake up start drinking。
从早上就开始喝，一直喝到晚上。
Start drinking in the morning till at night。
所以酒精就完全控制了他的人生。
And the alcohol control his life。
所以这就是隐性哈。
And that is called addiction。
那么除了这个酒精之外，我们知道有些药品。和毒品就是毒品也都会成为上瘾的哈。
And so beside the alcohol, very often drug can make you addicted to it.
那么我们就是让这个药物来控制了我们整个的人生。
So the drug will control our life.
我们知道历史上曾经为这个毒品还发生过战争，叫鸦片战争嘛，是不是
？And so there's a war called opium war.
其实。时至今日，让我们上瘾的东西是更多了。
And nowadays, there's more things make us addicted to it.
而且这上瘾的东西比这两样啊， 有过之而无不及。
Very often is we are more into it than alcohol and drug.
你做买卖股票会不会上瘾
？Do you think you can addict to a sell, buying and selling the stocks?
会上瘾的。
Yes.
哎呀，有的那年轻人买股票，那个连孩子都不顾了，还看孩子都不顾了，买股票的，天天要看。
And very often the young parents that will get stuck addict to the stocks and neglect their children.
电子游戏会不会上瘾
？Video games can be addicting.
打呀。在电脑前几个小时可以不吃不喝这样的。
And you can just play the video game without eating and drinking.
每天不打不可以的。
And you cannot without playing.
有人光看体育比赛也上瘾的。
And people watch the sports can be very addicting.
他的球队到哪里去打比赛，他坐着飞机到那里去的。
And whatever their sports team go, then he will fly over there.
甚至我们买东西都可以上瘾的。
And even shopping can be very addicting.
是不是有购物狂
？And so is addicting to shop.
哎呀，现在更方便了，因为这个疫情嘛，大家在家里根据全部网购哈。
And so it's very easy to buy things online.
更容易了，你一摁电钮就买了东西哈。
And you just press a button, you buy something.
买家里一大堆用不着的东西。
And you buy a lot of things that you don't need it.
所以。任何东西都可以上瘾
Everything can be addicted to it.
甚至一些好的东西，甚至你的工作都可以上瘾
And can be, you can be addicted to your job.
那工作上瘾，那我们管这人叫什么？工作狂
We call them a workaholic.
因为他不只是每天八小时上班，正常时间上班，他把他整个身心都投到工作上
And besides the 8 hours working, he invests all his life into work.
所以人类现在基本上是败落到一个程度，我们可以让任何的东西都成为我们的神。
We are so corrupted because we can let anything or everything to be addicted to it.
而且陷在其中无法自拔。
Very often we deeply fall into it, cannot get out.
表面上这些东西可以给我们带来暂时的满足和快乐。
And temporarily they will bring some happiness for us.
所以我们又一次又一次的去尝试。
So we'll try over and over again.
但是呢，这些东西最终是什么？不但败坏我们的身体，哈。
And ultimately, those addictions not only destroy our health,
更是浪费我们的生命
but also waste our lives.
其实本身这些上瘾的东西本身并没有好坏之分，哈。
So, in matter of fact, addictive things that might not necessarily they are neutral, not good or bad.
但是我们只是把它放错了位置。
But we put on them on the wrong position.
比如说，就好像金钱是一样。
Just like money.
有人说这个金钱呢是一个很好的仆人
And very often people say money is a good servant
但是非常糟糕的主人
But it's a very bad master
但是很多的时候呢我们这个钱本来是让我们用的嘛它要服侍我们的
And very often the money is supposed for us to use and then to serve us
但是我们把金钱的地位提高让它做主人我们听它的这就很糟糕
So we let the money elevate to the point that become a master over our life
讲到这里大家肯定心里在问的哈。
And so now, people might ask the question,
我的终极关怀是什么
?What is my ultimate concern?
我想这是个很好的问题我们大家都要思考一下我们心中的神到底是什么
?And this is a wonderful question. What is the God in our heart?
对于基督徒来讲毫无疑问我们心中的神当然是耶稣基督了嘛。
For Christian, of course, our ultimate concern should be Jesus Christ.Christ, Lord in our heart.
这是最理想的答案了。
But this is the ideal answer.
但是现实生活当中，除了耶稣基督之外，我们还有其他的东西。
And in reality, we actually struggle between Lord Jesus Christ and other things.
我们在之间摇摇摆摆。
And we'll waver between those things.
我们知道什么是正确的。
We know what is right.
但有的时候身不由己。
But we cannot control it.
就随波逐流。
And so we'll go with the flow.
所以信仰有的时候非但不会对我们有帮助。
And very often the believers do not help us.
还会有个负担。
And they actually give us burden.
为什么你没有信仰的话你大概不知道你的终极关怀是什么。
So without our faith that you don't need to worry about what is your ultimate concern.
但是现在你知道有了但是你又不能完全做到。
And now you have, you know the ultimate concern, but you cannot accomplish it.
所以有时候就有很多的挫折感。
And very often we increase our guilt.
好面对这些偶像的引诱，我们好像有些无能为力。
And facing those idols, we feel very frustrated and helpless.
不过有人可能说， 啊，陈牧师你讲得很好，好像我没有什么这个瘾性啊，什么东西我都不上瘾的、啊。
Pastor Shane, whatever you say is good, but I don't think I have an addiction.
不过其实有个很好的测试。
There's a very good way to test you.
你怎么知道，哪些东西在你心里面替代了主耶稣的位置呢
？And what's the thing that will occupy your heart replacing Jesus?
很简单的一个测试。
A very simple test.
就是你的时间跟你的金钱。
Your time and your money.
你把你最宝贵的这些时间放在哪里最多
？And what's the your most treasures and precious time and where you spend it？
或者是我们把这个金钱放在哪里最多，你就知道那个就是你的神。
Where we place our money, then you know where your God is.
所以呢，我们要向隐性宣战。
So we need to declare war to.Addiction.
我们敢于对世界上这些的引诱说不。
And we're willing to say no to those addiction.
因为我们基督徒有着得天独厚的这个条件。
And because Christians are very blessed.
那就是神的能力在我们身上可以彰显。
Because God's power can demonstrate in us.
但是前提必须是我们有这样的决心。我们也有这样的意愿。
And premises is our determination and our will.
你知道在美国有戒酒会吗
？And you know in United States there's AA.
那么我也以前也讲过，这戒酒会实际上它的原则是根据基督教的这个原则来建立起来。
I talk about AA. The principle was based on the Christian beliefs.
那么这个戒酒协会的话呢，它有十二步啊，这个
twelve steps,
怎么样去帮助你戒酒
？How to you can get rid of your addiction？
其实第一步，他们那聚会站起来，每个人介绍，第一步就是，我的名字叫汤姆，我是一个酒鬼。
And so the first thing, the first step is that you'll say, my name is Tom, I'm alcoholic.
第一步就是你要承认你有这个问题。
And the first thing is recognize you have the problem.
很多的时候你要承认然后你才寻求帮助。
And the first you recognize you have a problem, then you're seeking the help.
很多时候我们不承认自己有问题就不会去解决。
But if we refuse to recognize we have a problem, we will not search for the help.
那么这个美国戒酒协会真是帮助了很多人都成功的摆脱了这种酒精和毒品的控制。
And AA has been very successful to help people to get rid of their addiction.
非常有效的。
Very effective.
那么今天我们思考但以理三个朋友这个故事哈。
And today when we're thinking about the Daniel's three friends,
当他们面对这个外界要拜偶像这个逼迫的时候
，And when they're facing the worship the idols and the persecution,
他们敢于坚持自己的立场
，And willing to stand up,
甚至不畏惧他们生命的死亡的威胁跟逼迫
，And not too afraid of death and persecution.
因为他们相信上帝必然会拯救的。
Because they believe that God will save them.
信仰比生命更重要。
Faith is more important than life.
那么今天我们基督徒所面对的乃是不一样的偶像和不一样的挑战。
Nowadays, Christians face a different type of idols.
他们的形式是更加的隐蔽。
And those idols are very, very much hidden.
但是他们的目的是一样，就是引诱我们离开我们的神。
But the purpose is the same, is to lure us away from our God.
所以我们当向隐性宣战，敢于对这些引诱说不。
And so we need to declare war to addiction and refuse to bow down those idols and to say no.
以前有一个女孩，她的名字叫 Gina.
There's one girl, her name is Gina.
这是一个真实的故事。
It's a true story.
那么她从十三岁的时候，她就染上了毒品。
And when she was 13, she started getting into drug.
然后染上毒品之后呢，她就情况越来越糟糕。
And she deteriorated quickly.
一直到她33岁，她这个毒品的情况非常的严重的一个地步。
So until she was 33, her drug addiction was getting worse.
那么她家里人也非常的帮她。
And so her family would try to help her.
她进进出出到那些戒毒的中心也去了好多次哈
，and she went to those addiction center many many times，
几乎都没有办法
，and nothing have helped her。
她有一次吸毒完之后，她就很害了哈，最后从一个高处掉下来，最后把她的这个后背啊都摔伤啊什么这样子。
And so one time she was really high with the drugs, that she was in a high place, and she fell down and injured her back.
到她最后，她整个人只有70磅这样子。
And in the end, that she only weighed about 70 pounds.
所以家里人已经说没办法，要给她准备葬礼了。
And the family thought that she was going to die.
那么她真的也是没有办法。
And she was very, very helpless.
直到突然有一天，她突然间她说她要。寻求神的帮助
And one day she said, I need to seek God's help.
那么她寻求神，向神去呼喊的时候
，She start say loudly to God.
突然间脑子里有这个概念，说，哎呀，我不可以这样结束我的一生。
And all of a sudden, there's some kind of idea came through her, say, I cannot end my life like this.
所以那一天，她就突然间有了一个这种不一样的想法。
All of a sudden, she have different ideas.
于是他再一次去戒毒的中心的时候，那这一次就完全跟以前不一样，他就真的去按照那些步骤说，他就成功的戒毒了。
And then she finally go to another addiction center. She was able to kick her addiction.
所以他就变成一个完全不同的人。
She became a totally different person.
后来他就决定要去读大学。
And she decided to go to college.
那么他学的专业就是这个 social worker。
And she was specialized in social worker.
因为她从自己的经历里面，她说她不但自己这样经历，她要帮助其他的人。
And through her experience, she want to help others in a similar situation.
所以弟兄姐妹，这种成功的例子也是相当多的哈。
And there's a lot of successful examples there.
所以向隐性宣战不是不可能。
And declare war to addiction is possible.
只是说我们是不是愿意。是不是肯
？And whether we're willing to do it，
愿意让神在我们的生命中来掌管我们的生命
，and let God be in control in our life。
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together。
天父上帝，我们感谢你将这段故事赐给我们。
And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful story。
也激励我们怎么样来在我们的人生中面对我们的挑战。
And to encourage when we are facing the challenge in our life.
求主你帮助我们在座的每一个人。
Please continue to help us, every one of us here.
愿主耶稣基督在我们的心中能够掌王权。
And so Jesus Christ in our heart will in the center place.
世界上没有一切的东西能够从我们心中夺走主耶稣基督的位置。
Nothing else on the earth can take the position that is you in our life.
主啊，在我们所不能的，在你是完全可以。
And to us is impossible, but to you is possible.
我们求主你帮助我们。
And Lord, we ask you to help us.
使我们能够胜过我们自己的软弱。
So we can overcome our weakness.
我们敢于对世界上一切的引诱说不。
We're willing to say no to all the temptations.
我们愿主你祝福今天每一位听到这信息的人。
And we continue to bless everyone who listened to this lesson.
愿主你祝福我们的人生。
And continue to bless our life.
让我们的人生都可以彰显主的荣耀。
And our life will demonstrate your glory.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.